The arrest this week of another top-level al-Qaeda operative in Pakistan could provide U.S. investigators with key information about the planning of the September 11th attacks. Waleed Ba'atosh is believed to have planned the bombing of the U.S. destroyer Cole in Yemen in late 2000. He also met with two of the September 11th hijackers earlier that year, and he is thought to have replaced al-Qaeda Chief of Operations Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was taken into custody in early March. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Waleed Ba'atosh was seized in Karachi on Tuesday by Pakistani authorities along with five other terrorist suspects. He is a Saudi Arabian citizen of Yemeni descent and is believed to be a long-standing associate of Osama bin Laden. Late yesterday in the Oval Office, President Bush called his arrest a major significant find.
He's a killer. He was one of the top al-Qaeda operatives. He was right below Khalid Sheikh Mohammed on the organizational chart of al-Qaeda. He is one less person that people who love freedom have to worry about.
Atasha's involvement with al-Qaeda terrorist attacks goes back at least 5 years. He is believed to have been one of bin Laden's bodyguards in Afghanistan for a time. Then in 1998, one of the bombers in the attacks on two U.S. embassies in East Africa called him on a cell phone after the bombs exploded. And according to suspects arrested in Yemen, Atasha was the central planner in the bombing of the USS Cole there 3 years ago, in which 17 U.S. sailors died. But perhaps of greater importance is Atasha's attendance at a meeting in early 2000 in Malaysia with two men who later hijacked the airliner that crashed into the Pentagon. They were Khalid al-Midar and Nawaf al-Hazmi. The two traveled to Los Angeles and then to San Diego, but the CIA and the FBI lost track of them. Only a month before the September 11th attacks did the CIA ask the FBI to put the two men on a terrorism watch list. Former CIA counterterrorism chief Vincent Canestrero says it is important to learn what took place at that meeting in Malaysia.
This is one of the areas of ambiguity that hopefully will be settled now that Atasha is in custody. The U.S. doesn't really know what was discussed at that meeting. It's an assumption now, in retrospect, that 9/11 may have been discussed because of the presence of two people who later turned out to be suicide bombers. But we don't really have a readout of exactly what was discussed at that meeting. We only know by assumption at this point.
The seizure of Atash is just the latest in a series of arrests of senior al-Qaeda figures, most of them in Pakistan, over the past half year. Among them, Ramzi bin al-Shib, believed to be a September 11th plotter based in Germany, and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who the U.S. government believes was the mastermind of the September 11th attacks. Mohammed has been linked to a long string of al-Qaeda operations. His nephew was among those arrested with Atash on Tuesday. Vincent Canestrero believes that these arrests have significantly inhibited al-Qaeda's ability to mount new attacks on the scale of September 11th.
It's not that al-Qaeda doesn't have enough new recruits or enough new followers to its cause. It's that it doesn't have the experienced mid-level operational people who know how to do these kinds of things. And so many of these have been taken off the streets that al-Qaeda probably can continue to do suicide operations, but smaller scale individual ones, ones that would probably result in fewer casualties.
Still, when they arrested Atash on Tuesday, Pakistani police also seized 330 pounds of high explosives, plus detonators and other arms and ammunition. The Pakistani authorities believe they averted a major attack that Atash and the others were planning. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.